Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday evening to all you fine folks out there listening in Radioland. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and sunny Daytona Beach, Florida, Radiology Associates Field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Site tonight's Florida State League baseball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, who are the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight we have game five of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:35. The Mets trying to snap a three-game losing streak. They won the opener, the most exciting game of this set so far, 3-2, had to hang on in the ninth inning on Tuesday night, but it's been all downhill since. Daytona won by a run on Wednesday, and the Tortugas have just clobbered the Mets the last two nights, 9-3 and then 8-1. The last two nights, probably the worst the Mets have looked maybe all year. It looked like the team was taking a turn for the better, had a good week of baseball starting last Thursday through the win on Tuesday night, but it has been a steep drop-off. So they try to flip the script tonight and get their second win in the series. Meanwhile, the Tortugas are on a worse run than the Mets were after that Tuesday loss, so they've had a nice turnaround. They can get a series victory with the win either tonight or tomorrow. Mets come into the game with the lowly 8-23 record. That's the second worst in minor league baseball out of 120 teams. Daytona is looking better at 12-19, but still lagging far behind the East Division contenders in the Florida State League, Jupiter and Palm Beach. Speaking of those two teams, Jupiter and Palm Beach tied for first at 18-13. Jupiter rallied from down three late last night to beat Palm Beach to retie the Cardinals for first place, six games ahead of Daytona and 10 games ahead of the Mets. In the West Division, Clearwater continues to roll. Threshers are 23-8, five-game lead over Bradenton, and six games over Dunedin and Fort Myers. Lakeland has fallen on hard times. The Flying Tigers 10 back at 13-18, and Tampa has lost four straight. The Tarpons are 11-20, 12 behind division-leading Clearwater. Other games around the Florida State League today, Palm Beach and Jupiter in a series tie 2-2, first place on the line, scoreless in the bottom of the second. That game started at 6 o'clock. No score between Tampa and Fort Myers in the top of the second. Fort Myers trying to go up 5-0 in that series. The 6:30 games include Clearwater at Dunedin. That series is tied two games apiece. And Lakeland at Bradenton, also at 6:30. That series is 2-2. And the series here in Daytona is 3-1 in favor of the Tortugas. And first pitch is scheduled once again for 6:35. We'll take a short break, come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Tortugas and the Mets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today's pitching matchup features Douglas Orellana for the Mets, 1-1 with a 2.65 ERA, 8 walks, and 17 strikeouts this season for the Mets. Orellana making his fourth start, appearing in his sixth game. Starter for Daytona is right-hander Chris McIlvain, who's 0-1 on the year, but a 2.70 ERA, 10 walks and 27 strikeouts for McIlvain. He's making his fourth start, appearing in his seventh game on the season. The lineups leading off and playing short for the Mets is Jet Williams. Wilfredo Lara bats second, plays left. Vincent Perozzo is the catcher, hitting third. Junior Tillian bats cleanup. He's at third base. Scott Oda in right field batting fifth. Yarrel Martinez hits sixth. He's the DH. Kevin Villavicencio bats seventh. He's at second. Luis Castillo, the first baseman, hits eighth. And Blaine McIntosh bats ninth. He's in right. For Daytona, Hector Rodriguez will lead off in DH. Sal Stewart bats second, plays second. Cam Collier hits third, plays third. Logan Tanner will catch and hit cleanup. Cade Hunter's in left field batting fifth. Errol Almonte hits sixth. He's in right. Yasiel Pino, the first baseman, bats seventh. Malvin Valdez is the center fielder, hitting eighth. And Yan Contreras gets his first start of the series. He's batting ninth. He is the shortstop. Home plate meeting has concluded. Managers exchanging lineups with the umpires and going over ground rules. Julio Murillo for Daytona in his first year. Gilbert Gomez in his first year managing St. Lucie. Alex Lawry is the home plate umpire tonight. Davian Fry is the base umpire. The Tortugas have taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we hand it over to public address announcer Tim LaCrosse.
Thanks. This time we're able to ask you to please stand and read your time centers and cover as we honor the United States of America with singing our national anthem. Singing our anthem this evening will be Heidi Schumacher.
With that, it's close to go time for the Mets and the Tortugas. These teams meeting for the eighth of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the fifth game of a six-game series at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona leads the current series 3-1. The Tortugas lead the season series 6-1. Daytona owns a plus 24 run differential on the season series. Keep in mind, last year, Daytona went 5-21 against St. Lucie, so already more wins for the Tortugas against the Mets this year than all of last year, and we're only in mid-May. Also, Daytona, 12 wins on the season, half coming at the expense of the St. Lucie Mets, and we're trying to snap a three-game losing streak. It will be Jet Williams, Wilfredo Lara, and Vincent Perozzo to deal with Chris McIlvain in the first inning. McIlvain, 6 foot, 205 pounds, from Columbia, Tennessee, 22 years old, was drafted in the eighth round by Cincinnati last year out of Vanderbilt. So he is a Vandy boy. This will be McIlvain's second appearance against the Mets this year. He started a game on April 8th. It was the second game of the season. He no-hit the Mets for four innings. No runs, two walks, and two strikeouts. He followed that up with a really nice April, 1.06 in three games in April. But his last couple of outings, three and a third, four runs, three innings, two runs. So still good, but not quite as hot as he was in the fourth month of the year. Tortuga's wearing specialty jerseys tonight, blue jerseys for First Responders Night. Mets going to wear Bear Road Grays. McIlvain, blonde flowing locks, not quite as long as Noah Syndergaard, but he could get there if he keeps it growing. Walks up the back of the mound. Jet Williams steps into the box. Alex Lawrie, home plate umpire, signals for first pitch. And it is on the way for fastball low, and we're underway. First pitch, 6:36. It is 80 degrees and partly cloudy at Jackie Robinson Ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch to Jet is a called strike, 1-1. Williams returned to the lineup after missing nearly a week. Yesterday, he went 0-3, two strikeouts, and he drew a walk late in the game. Here he pops one up, right side, falling fast, long run for Almonte. He makes the catch on the run. Fair territory, and then his momentum takes him over the Mets' bullpen mound and foul ground. So Williams retired to start the night. Mets, if they want to snap this three-game losing skid, really need to get off to a good start. Daytona has scored first in all four games in this series. As Lara swings and misses, Mets able to overcome that on Tuesday night, but it has snowballed the previous three nights, all losses. Lara pops one into center field. Three Tortugas converging. Valdez, the center fielder, waving everybody off. He makes the catch. And shallow center. And that's two quick outs for Chris McIlvain. Vincent Perozzo next to hit. Perozzo off last night, doing the catching tonight. Had a good start to this series on Tuesday, on base three times. A couple of hits, including a double plus a walk. 0-3 on Thursday. Takes a strike and then grounds one towards second. Sliding stop made by Stewart. Gets up, throws to first, and the Mets are retired in the first. Good defense again by Daytona. They have really flashed some fine leather all series long. Three nice plays by Daytona in the top of the first. Mets go down in order. Douglas Orellana gets the ball for St. Lucie on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets have one of their top pitchers on the roster, Douglas Orellana, pitching for them tonight. Let's see what he has as he deals with the blazing hot Hector Rodriguez. Ever since he received his 2022 FSL championship ring, he's been on fire. As he takes a ball high. Perhaps had his best game of the season last night from the leadoff spot with four hits and two doubles. Orellana starts him with ball one high. No score in the bottom of the first as Orellana's second pitch misses high at 93. It's 2-0. Rodriguez doing the DHing today. Rio finding a way to get him in the lineup and out of the field. Flies this ball deep right center. Long run for McIntosh. Still going. He's at the wall. It's gone. Hector Rodriguez leaves the yard. His first swing of the night. Goes for a home run to deep right center. 413 feet. And it's 1-0 Tortugas. Fifth straight game in the series, they score first. Rodriguez stays smoking hot. Goodness. Sal Stewart next. He got the day off yesterday. And Stewart takes a strike at the letters. So the Mets really need something to go right early in this game. Not happened. This ball's fouled away. Robbed of at least two hits on offense, and the first swing of the night for Daytona results in a home run. But there's a lot of way to go as this pitch misses inside. Stewart from Miami, Florida, to Westminster Christian High School, drafted by the Reds in the compensation round last year. This pitch misses high. The Reds have, Tortugas have the Reds' first three draft picks from last season on this team. Cam Collier, their first pick last year, next. Logan Tanner, their third pick after that. Stewart sandwiched in between. He lines one into right, and that's going to be caught shin high by Oda. Good read by Scott Oda. In right field, a low liner hit right at him. Ran in, squatted down slightly. Makes the catch. Stewart retired for the first out of the home first. And here is the aforementioned Collier. Collier, who was pulled by his manager two nights ago after snapping a bat over his knee, went 2-for-4 yesterday. RBI and a run. He takes this pitch. Low for ball one. Rihanna from the stretch delivers a curveball right in there. 77. It's a ball and a strike. Next pitch, hooked foul on the ground. And it's 1-2. Home run for Hector Rodriguez was his sixth of the season. He's now in a two-way tie for first place in the Florida State League. Curveball, grounded foul again. Andrew Cassati of Fort Myers, who the Mets will likely see in 3 weeks, also has six. Gabriel Rinconis, Clearwater, who the Mets will see in 2 weeks, has five. Second. This ball swung on, grounded out in front of home plate, and it's called foul. I was wondering why Perozo wasn't throwing that ball when he picked it up, but the umpire signaled foul. Apparently it hit off of Collier. It's too bad for the Mets. That would have been an easy out. Instead, it stays a ball and two strikes. Defense for the Mets. You got Perozo catching. Rihanna pitching. Tillian at third. Vivasencio at second. Castillo at first. Jet Williams at short. Lara in left. McIntosh in center. And Oda has already caught a ball, is in right. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Collier chases the high fastball at 94. He is out number two. Orellana has his first strikeout of the night. Logan Tanner comes up with two outs and nobody on. Orellana has pitched in five games for the Mets. In three of those games, He's pitched at least four innings, giving up one or fewer runs. One or no runs. So that's good. His last outing on Sunday in Game 2 of a doubleheader against Jupiter. He came in the second inning after Jordani Ventura opened. This pitch is a called strike. Pitched four innings, one run, got the victory. His first of the season. Two pitch coming to Tanner. It's just below the knees. Fastball at 94. Well placed pitch. The 0-2 count. Looks like Tanner's calling a timeout. And yes or no? What are we having here? Well, Tanner put his hand up for the timeout. Laurie, it didn't look like granted it for him, but Orellana stepped off. You can step off as a starting pitcher or as a pitcher with nobody on base, but that doesn't stop the clock as this pitch misses just away. So I think that was Julio Murillo's contention, is that Orellana stepped off and did not beat the pitch clock. And I think Orellana thought a time had been called at the plate, which it was not. As it is, it's a 3-2 pitch, and it's grounded slowly up the third base side. That will go foul. Backhanded by Tillian. About a foot to the left of the line. Logan Tanner, who's well past first base down the right field line, will have to come all the way back. And we hold. Well, let me do that. A reminder that tomorrow is a 5 o'clock first pitch. By far the latest in the league, so prepare yourself for that mentally, as I try to do. And that will conclude the series. Tanner back in the box, waits the pitch, fouls it back this way. Thank you, protective netting. And it stays a full count. Payoff pitch number 2. Call the ball. Correction, it was 2-2. Now it's a 3-2 count. That's what I get for paying attention to the hand-operated scoreboard. Thought it was 2-2, and then I second-guessed myself wrong. Now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orellana's pitch swung on and missed. The slider. He strikes out Logan Tanner. That's a good bounce back by Orellana. Surrenders the leadoff home run, but then gets the next 3 in order, including the last 2 on strikeouts. 1 inning down, 8 to go in regulation here in Game 5 of this series. Daytona leads by a run on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you on a sunny night in Daytona. Field the sun splashed. It's temperate, 80 degrees. Got a nice breeze coming off the Halifax River, blowing straight out to center and left as Tillian knocks a pitch from Chris McElvain out of play right side. Daytona leads 1-0 after the Hector Rodriguez solo homer in the top bottom of the first. Now Tillian awaits this pitch. He gets fooled. Goes about 70% of the way. Four strike two. Tillian, one of the few bright spots for the Mets yesterday, had two hits in the seventh and ninth innings. Mets offense just has not been able to get it going early or midway through the last three games. They wait until the very end when it's already out of reach to make some noise. 0-2 pitch is high. Last three games, the Mets have scored seven runs. Six of those seven runs have been scored in the eighth or ninth innings. One-two pitch. Tillian pops it up into center field. On comes Valdez. He's underneath it. Makes the catch to retire Tillian. One gone in the top of the second. And McElvain has retired all four Mets hitters. Well, Daytona's received great, and I mean great, starting pitching against St. Lucie this season. In seven games, Daytona starters have shutout ball in six of the games. As this pitch misses low. And just two total runs, in now 30 innings in the season series. It's about a 0.5-something ERA. Scott Oda had a good night. He's in a 2-1 count and grounds one right to first. Pino squats down, runs it himself to the base. Oda's retired. Five straight retired by McElvain to start his night. Tuesday, the Mets got a two-run homer in the second inning by Yerel Martinez off of Pelio. Mason Pelio, the series opening starter for Daytona, came on a 3-0 pitch. That's it. That's the only runs the Mets have against a Daytona starter this year. Now one swing on a bad decision by Pelio to groove a 3-0 fastball. First pitch to Martinez is a ball. Second pitch is hit high and deep to right. Almonte going back and watches it sail. Bye-bye baseball. Yerel Martinez ties the game with the solo home run in the second. A big fly, 428 feet. Beautiful launch angle, 35 degrees, 104 miles per hour off the bat. He did not miss. That's one of the most impressive home runs all year hit by the Mets. What a way to extend a hit streak to 10 games. Give that man the Mets cowboy hat. Slap it right on his head. And pat in the backside. At it as well. Well, Martinez was not in yesterday's lineup. He looks refreshed for a night off. Here's the pitch for a strike to Villavicencio. Daytona's starter's ERA against the Mets. Still good, but not as good as it once was prior to that pitch. Second home run of the series for Martinez. Third home run of the season with St. Lucie. Is this pitch, is it called strike? He has started to figure it out. Again, he started his St. Lucie career 0 for 21 as Villavicencio hits this hard but right to short. Contreras throws to first, and the inning is over. Good response, Yerel Martinez. Some offensive power. Long home run ties this game at one. We go to the bottom of the second.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets and Tortugas tied at one. An early run for the Mets tonight. Solo home run by Yarel Martinez with two outs in the second. 10-game hit streak. Nobody else on St. Lucie has a hit streak this season longer than four games. Not a guess the guy who started 0 for 21 is now the guy with the 10-game hit streak. Baseball's funny like that, as Cade Hunter takes a curveball, strike one from Orellana. And then a curveball, strike two. Cade Hunter yesterday, get this, 0 for 0. Four plate appearances. He takes this pitch in the dirt. Well, he had a sack fly. He had two walks. He was hit by a pitch. So 0 for 0 with two runs scored and an RBI. Only in baseball. 1-2 on Hunter. And Hunter hits it deep right field. That one's going to go. And Daytona right back on top. Oda turned around, gave it a slight jog, and said he's not getting that one. It's 2-1 Daytona. All three runs on homers. That one went 411 feet, 103 off the bat. The ball is jumping off the bats tonight. What's interesting is they've all been out to right field, and the wind's blowing out to center and left. These are no doubters. In all, last two over 400. And Hector Rodriguez is not far away either. Almonte is up. He takes a ball and then another. Home run ball really hasn't burned the Mets this year, as Almonte fouls one back. They don't give up a ton. They give up quite a few in Clearwater, we know that, but otherwise, keeping the ball in the ballpark hasn't been a major issue for this team. Matter of fact, this is only as Almonte takes a call third strike. It's a good bounce back by Orellana. It's just the second time this season that a Mets pitcher has given up multiple home runs. The other, Elliot Johnstone, gave up a couple at Clearwater on April 29th. One away, and Yasiel Pino is up, and he takes one slightly low for ball one. And then takes a pitch inside. Home run for Cade Hunter was his second of the season and his eighth RBI. 2-0 pitch, curveball, gets over for a strike. 2-1 Daytona, one out, nobody on, bottom two. Pitch is low. Three balls and a strike. Check swing, did not go, or did he? On appeal, he did not. Ball four. first walk issued brings up Alvin Valdez. Well, Daytona wearing first responder jerseys tonight, so they are deep blue with gray numbers. You know what they remind me of? Is this pitch? It's a ball. Obviously, the color scheme with the back to blue, the police. But they remind me of the Dallas Cowboys jerseys. Not the home whites, not the famed whites, but the blue ones they sometimes wear. It's almost the same thing. This pitch is swung through and missed by Valdez. Mets in there. Usual road grays for the fourth time in five games this series. Curveball. Good pitch. It's a called strike. Valdez tried to squat. Look it all the way into the mitt. It was a good one. One and two. Orellana holding. Pitch clock still at 10. Delivers. Check swing. Looks like he might have went. No. Appeal denied. Two balls, two strikes. Valdez off yesterday. Previous game went 1-for-3. Reached base three times. Takes this pitch high and wide. Fastball. And it's a full count. And with one out, we'll see if Yasiel Pino runs. Gonna say the big first baseman does not. Just a hunch. Got a nice lead. There he goes. Pitches low for a ball. Back-to-back walks with one out in the second as the curveball missed low. It's a good take by Valdez. Yan Contreras is next. Don't know much about Yan Contreras. He doesn't play a lot. His first appearance of this series. Puerto Rico Baseball Academy, fourth round pick in 2019 by the Reds. Only his fourth game. He's 2-for-6 with two doubles and three RBI. First pitch too high, ball one. Daytona leads 2-1 in the bottom of the second, threatening with two runners on and one out. Orellana looks back to second. Curveball home. That's in for a strike. The one he was looking for with the two-strike count to Valdez. Mets going to get Jimmy Loper up in the bullpen. So Orellana struggles here in the second. The pitch count in the inning building. And he's already over 40. And he's only recorded four outs. This pitch is too high. Two balls and a strike. Orellana set. This pitch is rocketed into left center field. That's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. Pino will score. Valdez is being waved in behind him. Jet Williams will hold the relay throw. A two-run double for Yan Contreras. So all three hits for him this season are two-baggers. That will extend the lead to 4-1. The walk, two-run double. Pitch caught way too much of the plate. That will conclude the first time through the order for the Tortugas against Orellana, and they had great success. Two home runs, two walks, and a double. Dan McKinney will come out to the mound. Orellana looks upset with himself, pounding around the back of the mound with his hat off as Loper continues to get ready in the bullpen. Now, this Daytona offense has been really a tough bunch for these Mets hitters to face. Daytona, the last three games, has raised its team batting average 12 points. It's not many easy outs. Yesterday was going along fairly well for the Mets. They'd only given up two runs in the first five innings. Good work by Saul Garcia and Michael Krause, but then Daytona just went to town on Benito Garcia. And the previous night, really nobody fared well except for Brendan Hardy. Not many spots in the lineup right now for the Mets to circle and say, we can get this guy out with ease. A lot of contributors on this Tortugas offense. Back to the top, and Hector Rodriguez, still just one out. Travis on second. Rodriguez takes a curveball down and in. Rodriguez popped his FSL-leading sixth home run in the first inning. Pitch inside. These look like back-to-back sliders. Yana can't get them to drop in. Curveball went back to that. It's a good pitch. Called the strike. 2-1. Ball fouled off the back foot of Rodriguez. That was strange. I think it was the back foot. Rolled all the way out to the mound. And he's hobbling around. Actually, it's the right foot. He just spun himself around. Trainer visit. Lauren Powers out to take a look. Murillo, manager, out as well. And we pause. Reminder, next week we are back on Bally Live as the Mets return home to Clover Park for 12 games in 13 days. First of two back-to-back homestands this series, this season. First up, Palm Beach Cardinals, the last of the East teams for the Mets to face off against. And then, after a Monday off date, we'll welcome the Clearwater Threshers into town. Threshers, one of the best records in all of minor league baseball, partially because of a six-game sweep over the Mets, and they followed that up with a six-game sweep over Lakeland. And it's going to be two very difficult series for the Mets coming up at home. We'll be back on Bally Live to bring you all the coverage there. Hector Rodriguez, running down the first baseline, testing out the front right foot or ankle, will stay in the game. Front right foot still doesn't look that comfortable. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. Oriana will step off and look back to second. A balk has been called. Joe Contreras will go to third. Lowry, the home plate umpire, calling that one. Yeah, almost looked like Oriana did a pirouette move on the mound. Mets won't argue it. Infield in now. 2-2 pitch. Too high. Mets dugout. Looks like Dan McKinney maybe giving a word to Lowry. Didn't like that call. 3-2 pitch. Curveball. That's definitely high. So a third walk in a four-batter span, and mixed in was a two-run double. Mets complaining some more from the dugout, and Alex Lowry puts his hand up and says he doesn't want to hear it anymore. So runners at the corners with one out. A long inning for Oriana, but not a good one. Yuki De La Cruz, the bench coach, standing next to the dugout, giving the signals to the defense. The Mets are actually going to back up. Double play depth. I think this is the right move. Trying to get two outs and get out of this inning in a hurry. As this ball pops out of the mitt of Perozzo. Squirts off to the side, but not far enough for a advancement on the bases. Pitch was actually called a strike. Mets have had major issues catching and pitching this series with runners at third. Daytona has scored on three wild pitches and one pass ball in the first four games of this series. 0-1 pitch, and that one's hit deep and out of play to the right. That's going to bang off the Budweiser bullpen roof. It's nothing in two on Stewart, who lined out sharply to right field in the first inning. He's 0-1. Time called late by Stewart. His one and only. Still nothing in two. Orianna's set. Pitch coming home, and it's lofted into center field towards McIntosh, who will run underneath, makes the catch, and heaves it to the infield. Be caught by Jet Williams. A sack fly for Stewart. Contreras scores, and that'll make it 5-1 to Tortugas. Good piece of hitting by Stewart to get that ball airborne and deep enough. And Gilbert Gomez will make the pitching change. Mets manager out to the mound to take the ball from Orellana, who has his hands on his hips. Clearly displeased with what has transpired here tonight in this inning. Walks, home runs, big double. He will depart, and the Mets will bring in Loper, looking for the last out of the second. They trail 5-1.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jimmy Loper takes over in the bottom of the second. A very disappointing turn of events for Douglas Orellana. Gave up the leadoff home run in the first inning, then got the next three, and then Yoel Martinez tied the game. It was like back to a clean slate. This inning has fallen apart on him. He's been charged with five total runs. He's responsible for the runner on first. That is Rodriguez. Cam Collier, the hitter. Loper's first pitch of the series is a ball high. The double clutch by Perozzo throwing that back. I think the Mets feel that there have been a few pitches that should have been called strikes tonight around the letters. And Alex Lowry has not seen it that way. Ball sliced out of play. That one towards the grandstands. Anybody going to make a play? No. Actually, the grandstands. It's kind of out of the view of the booth. Ooh, they're packed up nice today. Yeah, good crowd. Weather here all day. Looked pretty nasty inland. That's a good 20 miles from the ballpark. Best crowd of the series, I believe. 1-1 pitch. There's the high strike call. That's 1-2 on Collier. Collier struck out swinging in the first inning. Clippers. 1-2 pitch. Grounded past Martinez and into right field. Rodriguez will take the turn. He'll go to third. It's booted by Oda. Rodriguez is going to be waved in by Lenny Harris, and he's going to score as the ball goes all the way through the infield. 6-1. Sure what happened to Oda out there in left field. He definitely booted the ball. And as soon as that happened, the green light was given to Rodriguez, and then Oda's throw kind of scuttled through the infield. Collier able to go to second. We'll have a single and an error. No RBI for Collier. E9. That's losing 8-1 yesterday, but did not commit an error. They have an early one here. So that run charged to Orellana, but unearned at the moment as Logan Tanner takes a strike. Tanner, the last man in the order to hit this inning. Loper's pitch is spoiled foul right side. 5 runs in the inning for Daytona. I believe that's their biggest inning of the series. Confirmed. No 2 pitches fouled away. The way they have put together their offense this series, it's basically been chipping away and chipping away at the Mets. It's not like they go a bunch of scoreless innings and all of a sudden put up a massive number. Another 2 pitch again. This one outside. Loper, 23 years old, out of Duke. That 16th round pick last year. Started this season on the minor league side. Was the first call-up. This is his 8th game with St. Lucie. 3.86 ERA. Having trouble putting away Tanner, who knocks back another fastball. Stay alive. Looper's got a hold and a save this year. Saved Sunday's Game 2 victory over Jupiter. This is his first appearance since. So should be fresh and available for a couple innings. 1-2 pitch, and that's at the knees. A good pitch, a curveball by Loper. Freezes Tanner, and the inning comes to an end. But when an inning it was for the Tortugas, they put up a 5 spot and now have a big 6-1 lead over the Mets at the end of 2.
Hi, I'm Chief John Baldock of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Daytona steamrolled the Mets on Thursday and Friday. And they're off to a tremendous start tonight. All the momentum in the world in the series. They lead 6-1. Mets have to start digging themselves out of this hole as Luis Castillo steps to the plate. The last time we saw Castillo, he was bopping his first home run of the season. That helped the Mets avoid a shutout last night, but his in the eighth. Checks his swing here. It doesn't matter. It's a called strike. Meanwhile, McIlvain, 7 batters faced, 6 outs. Just the home run allowed to Yerel Martinez. Third pitch is a strike on the corner. It's 1-2. And Castillo bloops this one right to the shortstop. Contreras makes the catch. Don't know whether to call that a line out or a pop out. Just imagine it's in between. Leadoff man retired, and Blaine McIntosh, ninth man in the order, will come up. Well, McIlvain, he was at 5 2/3 no hit innings against the Mets this season until Martinez hit that home run. Spikes this so, oh, wow. And he spiked the changeup. That ball didn't even hit the dirt, it hit the grass. The artificial grass. About a couple inches right before the dirt circle. That is a true spike. Next pitch gets it all the way home. Inside. 2 balls, no strikes on McIntosh. This pitch finds the outside portion of the plate. 2 balls and a strike. McIntosh takes up high. That's maybe on the correct end of one of those pitches that, oh man, that pitch, according to Trapman, was almost down the middle. What? This ball is fouled away. Look, I know both teams getting this information in the dugout. Somebody's got to tell our umpire, Alex Lowry, between innings, hey man, like, it's not even at the top of the zone. It's well below the zone you're missing pitches. Both sides. It's 3-2 on McIntosh. He calls his timeout. And this pitch is popped up foul and out of play. Out towards the canal. 6-1 Tortugas, one out, nobody on in the top of the third. McIlvain's payoff pitch to McIntosh has taken for a called third strike. McIntosh shed the bat, thought he was on first base with the walk. Definitely in the strike zone. He's caught looking for the second out. That'll complete the first time through the lineup for the Mets. One hit, one run on the home run by Martinez. Everybody else out. There's Jet Williams as we go back to the top. He flew out down the right side in the first inning, and he takes a strike at the knees. Nothing in one. McIlvain's pitch is cut on and fouled back. McIlvain with the grunt as he throws that. Wasting no time, 0-2 pitch. Misses away on the slider. And he's releasing these pitches with 12 seconds left on the pitch clock. Another one spiked a foot in front of home. And it's 2-2. Now he will take his time. Already into the line, the 2-2 pitch, and it's high, ball three. Won't be going too fast. And time called by Williams. It's full count. It feels like this at-bat just started. Payoff pitch. Grounded deep to third. Diving stop by Collier. Stumbles up, throws to first in time. What a play by Cam Collier at the hot corner. Dives to his left. Stabs the one hop. Gets up, stumbles. Still gets off a throw to rob Jet Williams of a hit. Boy, Daytona. I mean, this is a highlight reel series defensively for these guys. Sure, it's a single-A defense playing out there. They've been incredible. They go to the bottom of the third. It's 6-1 Tortugas.
Hey, baseball fans.
Now that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
We've had quite the development between innings here. We've had multiple ejections from the Mets side. We believe it's Jet Williams, and we know for sure it is Gilbert Gomez. Well, it is Jet because he's not at shortstop anymore. Well, Jet was called out at first base on a great diving stop and throw by Cam Collier. Us up here in the press box agreed with the call. We thought he was out. It was close. We thought it was out. And then next thing we know, we're writing stuff down. Between innings, we look up. And Gilbert Gomez is arguing with the base umpire, Davian Fry, who made the call. Gilbert kept arguing. He got ejected. Gilbert still yelling at Fry as he walks down the line towards the clubhouse. And Jet is about 50 feet ahead of him going to the clubhouse as well. Gilbert's hat has been off the whole time, screaming and yelling at Fry. Well, he kicks the fence and now goes into the clubhouse. That is as mad as Gilbert has been all season. Mad as I've ever seen him. Not last year, not when he was a player here. And he definitely got his money's worth getting ejected. So we resume play in the bottom of the third. Daytona leads 6-1. Well, Junior Tillian has gone to shortstop, and Jacob Reimer is into the game at third base. And he takes over for Jet Williams' spot in the lineup. And here's a tester under the glove of Tillian at short. Well, he played it correctly. He was right in the perfect spot, backhanded it, and it went right through the glove. I imagine that's going to be an E6. That was Cade Hunter, by the way, who led off the previous inning with the home run. Now he's on base with a likely error. Again, I'll contact Gilbert here in the broadcast between innings and ask him what that was. I might give him an inning. And this ball gets away, a wild pitch, and Cade Hunter goes to second. Monte the batter in a 1-0 count. Anyway, it was an E6 on Tillian. That's the second error of the game for the Mets. Second pitch to Almonte is a strike. 1-1. Change up, foul the way. Well, Gilbert's a big Lakers fan. The last 2 days have gone terribly for the team. At least he got the win last night, the Lakers, his beloved Lakers. By the way, Jeff, we were wrong. Me and Jeff up here, the track man guy for the Reds, we did not believe the Warriors dynasty was over. Maybe it's not. but they're a tough team to bet against. You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Not the last time I'll be wrong. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Loper strikes out Almonte for the first out of the third. Pitchers have actually struck out Fortukas five times. It's almost been all or nothing. Two strikeouts in the first, two in the second, and one here in the third. Daytona's not striking out there, walking or getting hits. There's Pino, who drew a walk and scored last inning. He takes strike one. Final line for Douglas Orellana, an inning and two-thirds, three hits, six runs, five earned, that last one unearned. Walked three, struck out three, 54 pitches, 30 strikes. Could not repeat that performance from last Sunday out of the bullpen. 0-1 to Pino is hacked on and fouled back. Nothing in two. Loper's 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Jimmy Loper, back-to-back strikeouts as he gets Pino to chase. Change by 85. All three of Loper's outs, strikeouts. Alvin Valdez will come up. It's an opportunity for Loper to strand an error. And a wild pitch out there at second. Keep it a five-run game. Throws a ball that hits the outside corner. Strike one on Valdez. By the way, that was not on the outside corner. That was about 6 inches off the plate. Again, we are not with the automated ball strike system as this pitch misses for a ball low. We, behest of the human strike zone here in Daytona, they do not have the Hawkeye technology. So no ABS system. No challenge system, just old-fashioned umpiring, calling balls and strikes. It's been bad. Both teams probably would have all three challenges left. This pitch misses. Mets have one more trip to Daytona this year, first week in August. So they'll be back to the ABS system all but that week the rest of the year. 2-1 pitch, misses low, three balls and a strike. They did install the pitch clocks. They at least had to do that. Those have been in for a few years now. Even prior to MLB's takeover of the minors. 3-1 pitch, laid over for a strike, and it's a full count. Payoff pitch, fouled away. They did put in the ABS strike zone at all 30 AAA parks. Those aren't major league facilities. I wonder if one day down the road they will put ABS here in Daytona. Make it 10 out of 10 teams. 3-2 pitch again coming to Valdez. Loper's offering is right in there for a called third strike. Jimmy Loper, three consecutive strikeouts after the air and wild pitch. Strands a runner at second, puts up a zero. When you go to the fourth, it's 6-1 Tortugas on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
I don't know if we've seen our last ejection tonight, as Jet Williams has been thrown out for the first time as a player. Gilbert Gomez has been thrown out for the second time as a manager. Julio Murillo giving an earful to Alex Lowry after that called third strike on Valdez, which, according to TrackMan, was well off the plate. As we start the top of the fourth. A long way to go in this one, and neither team is happy with the strike zone as this game goes on. I don't think temperatures are going to cool towards the strike zone. This pitch is fouled back by Lara. Maybe caught a piece of Logan Tanner as Lowry walks the ball all the way to the mound and caught him on the right arm. It's better than catching him in the throat like it did two nights ago. Catchers have had they've been beaten up this series. We've had an inordinate amount of training visits to the home plate area this series. Some people getting battered back there. This pitch is outside. 2-1 on Lara, who flew out to center field in the first. McIlvain's pitch, hot foul out of play right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Daytona leads 6-1. Run in the first, 5 in the second. Mets got a home run by Yarel Martinez in the top of the second to extend his hit streak to 10. Briefly tied the game. Now Lara socks one into center field. Long run for Valdez over his head, and it will bounce off the base of the wall. Lara is going to stop at second with the leadoff double. And wind blowing straight out to center. That ball just carried and carried and almost out of the park. Lara will settle for a leadoff double. See if the Mets can get him home and make it closer. Yuki De La Cruz is taking over as manager for the rest of this game. He's in the third base coach's box. That'll move some things around for the Mets as Eduardo Nunez, the hitting coach, now be the first base coach. Vincent Perozzo swings and misses at a pitch. He's had a good month. Today, 0-for-1 at the ground out from first. McIlvain from the stretch. The 0-1. That one will get away from the catcher Tanner up the first base side. Lara goes down to third. And the Mets are in good position to get him in and steal a run back. Ball and a strike. Lara walking down the third baseline. This pitch is swung on a miss. Gets away again, but up the third base side this time. Nowhere for Lara to go. Pitch home. Popped up. Left side. Will it get out of play? No, it's going to be playable for Collier. Searching for it. Nice catch and no tag up from Lara. And Collier, he had a good beat on it and then had to reach back way over his head at the last moment to make that catch. Perozzo retired on the foul out. No tag up for Lara. He stays put at third base. One out. And now Junior Tillian is up. Junior flew out to center field in the second. McElvain delivers home, and Tillian swings and misses. Again, the ball squirts away from Tanner, but right up the third base line. Feels like McElvain's on the brink of throwing one by his catcher, gifting the Mets a run. You know, you play the odds. How many times can Logan Tanner stop a pitch in the dirt? 0-1. That pitch is a ball. Oh, man. That's almost down the middle, according to TrackMan. This is... Mets will take it. Fly ball, shallow right, falling fast. It's going to be caught by Almonte. Lara's going to tag. Here comes the throw to the plate. Not in time. Lara scores on a sack fly. Tanner just reached out and tried to catch it. Ball got by him. Job done by Tillian. And the Mets are a run closer. It's now 6-2. Tillian gets the job done. Again, long way to go in this one. It's important to get that run in. Here's a ground ball. Diving stop by Contreras. The throw to first is offline, and Oda beats it out. That's an incredible play to make that stop. And Oda is going to beat that every time. But the fact he even stopped that ball, ranging deep to his right, high bounce, by the way, and while he's midair, adjust his glove to make the stop. It'll be an infield hit for Oda. That's his third hit in the last two games. The inning will continue for Martinez, up for the first time since his home run. And he takes a home run cut here and misses on the fastball at 92. Vane's 0-1 pitch and is grounded foul, and it's nothing and two. Martinez, in this 10-game hitting streak, has had some one-hit games. He's taken care of the hit streak early. He's done it late. It's kind of how it goes when you go to a streak that deep. And awaits the 0-2. And he pops this one up on the infield. Who wants it? Collier waving everybody off. Daytona's third baseman stumbles. Can't make the catch. And everybody's safe. Well, he made a nice adjustment in foul ground to make a catch. This time he whiffed. Ball bounces harmlessly off the turf. That's going to be an E5. Just a flat miss. Oda made it all the way to third. Martinez safely on first, and the Mets have an opportunity here to take advantage of a rare misplay by the Daytona defense. They've made a lot tougher plays than that tonight. Kevin DeVicencio is the hitter, 0-for-1 with the sharp ground out. Hunters at the corners, two down. Mets trail by four in the fourth. McElvain's first pitch is cut on and fouled straight back. Strike one. McElvain holding the glove, belt tie, delivers this pitch home, and it's fouled back again overhead to the street. Nothing and two. innings. Could be the last inning for McIlvain. Nobody warming up in the bullpen, but Daytona's pitchers don't go deep into the game. They don't have a starter yet through 31 games that has pitched six innings. It's trying to do some more damage against him. Ground ball deep to third. That's going to be a fair ball. Tough throw coming. Scooped at first. Safe! And the Mets get a run. And a break. It looked like Viva Sensi was out by a full step. Davian Fry calls him safe. Will there be an argument from Daytona's side? Doesn't look like it. It's an infield hit and a run for the Mets. It's 6-3. Couple of things. That ball could have been called foul. And it did look like Collier made the throw to first. Again, no replay here. Close play. Jet Williams thought he was safe. Last inning, ejected for disagreeing. This one goes in favor of the Mets, and the inning continues for Castillo, who takes a knee-high strike. How about the Mets? Base is empty, two outs. They manufacture a run. They get help. No question, the error. But two infield hits. And an error leads to a run, and they've sliced it in half. And it's Castillo presenting the tying run, takes another strike at the kneecaps, and it's nothing in two. Martinez at third base. Good base running on his part to get down to there. As Castillo waits on the 0-2, McIlvain's pitch is hit into left center. Two Tortugas are converging. It's Valdez in center making the play to end the inning. Mets get closer. Cash in on the leadoff double. Take advantage of an error. Two runs in the top of the fourth. It's 6-3. Going to the bottom half. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
It's the bottom of the fourth. Buckle up. It's going to be a long night and maybe a crazy game between these two teams. Two very close games to start the series. Two blowouts the last two nights. This one has the makings of some wackiness. Yan Contreras, the number nine man in the order for Daytona, leads off. Daytona leads by three. Thanks in part to that. Five-run second inning, but Loper got out of further trouble in the second. Struck out three in the third. Hopefully settling this game down from the Mets side. Contreras stings the ball deep center field. McIntosh on the run. Looks up. That ball's on the base of the wall. And it's going to be another double for Contreras. He's got four hits this season. All doubles. Two in this game. Doubles machine. Probably work his way back to the lineup tomorrow. That last inning, Loper had a runner on second with nobody out and stranded him. Tried to do it again, but it gets tough with this part of the order. The scorching hot Hector Rodriguez is up. Homered to lead off the first inning for Daytona. Walked and scored in the second inning. Appears to be okay after fouling the ball off his ankle. First pitch to him is a ball high at 91. Sun setting on a beautiful night in Daytona Beach. Pretty packed house here. Hard to see everybody sitting on top of the grandstands. As this ball is stung into center field, Rodriguez has done it again. Not a great read by Contreras. He's going to be waved in as it's bobbled by McIntosh. Here's the throw home. It almost hits Contreras. He's in safe. Nobody covering third. Villavicencio will do that. Rodriguez stops at second. We're going to have, I believe, a single and an error as McIntosh bobbled that ball in center field. And after Lenny Harris saw that at third, he waved in Contreras, who scored. A pretty good throw by McIntosh right to the plate. It was a tad late. Get hit off of Contreras. But right away, Daytona gets a run back in the bottom of the fourth. Contreras, not sure what he was doing, because that ball, when it was hit up the middle, it was a hit all the way, he started to run back towards second. He definitely was going to be held at third, not for the juggling in center field. Here's Sal Stewart, and he takes ball one. We'll see how that is scored. I'm going to guess E8. Take a moment for the hand-operated school board to get working. That guy, he's been a little slow this week. Stewart, line out and a sack fly. Takes this pitch for a strike at 91. This pitch in the dirt, good block by Perozo. Can confirm as he gets ready to climb the ladder out there and put the number 3 placard up in the error column. Loper, 2-1 pitch coming to Stewart. And it's fouled straight back to the press box. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So it'll be a single for Hector Rodriguez, but no RBI. He did advance up to second on the throw home. Hooper's got a 2-2 count on Stewart. And the breaking ball misses low and away. Full count. Time called by Stewart. It is one and only. Can't roll the timeouts to the next at-bat. Uses it before the payoff pitch. Loper waiting all the way until that clock gets to 4 seconds. Throws it. It's stung. Diving stop by Castillo at first. He throws to Loper on the run to get the out. A run-saving play by Castillo at first base. The full extension dive to his right. And a good job on the underhand toss to Loper covering. A couple of times, a couple of nights ago, the Mets did not get to first base ahead of the runner. That time Loper, no issues getting there before Stewart. The first out of the inning, Rodriguez down to third. Infield coming in for the Mets as Cam Collier is at the plate. He's 1-for-2, and he fouls this one left side, strike one. This ball is hooked foul. That one over towards the Mets bullpen. Collier right on top of it, but too quick. Almost looked like Loper tried to quick pitch there. A short slide step. Peruzzo wants it high. That's where it goes, and it's fouled back. Collier drafted first round out of Chipola Junior College right here in the Sunshine State. Two pitch, he foul tips it into the mitt. Good squeeze by Peruzzo. Collier strikes out for the second out of the inning. Rodriguez holds at third. And Logan Tanner will come up. A chance for Loper to limit Daytona to one run in this inning. Tanner, tough night at the plate, and he struck out twice, once swinging, once looking. First pitch to him is fouled away for strike one. Daytona leads 7-3, two outs, runner on third in the bottom of the fourth. Loper's 0-1 pitch, foul tipped. Strike two. Loper's done a nice job coming in, throwing a lot of strikes. 41 pitches, 30 strikes tonight. O-2, wasted a fastball high. 1-2 count. Loper shakes off Peruzzo once, now gets what he wants. 1-2 pitch is fouled back. Change up. And it looks like Tanner wants to check his bat, get a better grip. So that's his time. Now he's back in the box. One, two pitch, and it's grounded sharply to Castillo. Backhands it, will run it himself to the bag, and hits it well in front of Tanner. Inning over. Inning started with a double, then a single, but Loper retires the next three, limits the Tortugas to one run. Mets win the inning 2-1, but still trail in the game 7-3. Go to the fifth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Thanks for hanging out on a Saturday night in Daytona Beach, wherever you're listening. 7-3 Daytona. McIlvain begins the fifth, and he gets a pop fly out of play from Blaine McIntosh. Strike one. McIntosh up for the second time. He's 0-1 with the strikeout looking. Second pitch is high and in. Now nobody throwing the bullpen yet for the Tortugas, as McIlvain is now over 60 pitches. McIntosh takes a strike on the inside corner. 1-2. This is the most success the Mets have had against a Daytona starter this season. What just happened? Did McIntosh just get called out on strikes? Did he just get ejected? McIntosh, I think he just drew a line. Oh, man. I think McIntosh was just drawing a line with the bat in the dirt, and the umpire took that the wrong way and ejected him. Is that what just happened? Yuki De La Cruz is coming down the line. Eduardo Nunez as well. This is unbelievable. I think he did get ejected. And McIntosh is in the dugout now showing his teammates that's what he was doing. How many times do you see that in a game? Batter basically puts the bat in the dirt, draws a line in the dirt, looking down the whole way. Umpire Alex Lawley took it the wrong way and threw him out. Huh. That's terrible. Come on, man. He wasn't trying to show him up. So Blaine will take the walk down to the clubhouse. Huh. That's terrible. So Dairon Campos is going to take over, and he's going to take a ball outside. Well, after Gilbert Gomez got ejected, I said, I don't think he's going to be the last ejection in this game. Didn't think it was going to be because of that, as Campos strikes out, and that is how the first out of the fifth goes down. You got to have a feel as the umpire. I mean, the ejection of Jet was not good. That ejection was probably worse. Here's Reimer, who's batting in place of Williams, who was ejected after he ran through first base in the third, was called out. Umpire Davian Frye threw him out. Gilbert Gomez then got ejected, defending his player. Now McIntosh gets ejected for drawing a line in the dirt with his bat, just like you've seen a batter do a billion times. Ugh. Pitches a ball. It's 3-0 on Reimer. Thought he had an off day. Yesterday, 0-4 with 3 strikeouts. And he takes a called strike to make it 3-1. And that's now down 2 position players. And we know Campos is going to go into the outfield. We'll see where. It's a straight change. As Reimer takes a called strike, it's 3-2, and then he swings and misses at the slider down and away, which would have been ball 4. And back-to-back strikeouts here in the top of the fifth. Daytona is leading this one 7-3. Alfredo Lara pops one up out of play. That looks like it will be banging off the roof. Oh, there it is. A thud. You can feel it. Lara 1-for-2 with the double. Time called as a ball gets away to the backstop from the Mets bullpen. Lionel Ovias throwing down there. He'll come in next. Looks like Loper's day is done. Pitches the ball. It's 1-1 on Lara, and then he takes it in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 pitch. Lara slugs it deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Way out. I think he cleared the batting cages. A home run. And it's 7-4. Oh, he enjoyed that. What a blast. 437 feet to left field. A no-doubter. It's a three-run game again. That second home run of the night. Back-to-back strikeouts, and then Lara unloads. He's got a double and a homer in his last two at-bats. So he started this series ice cold after the blazing hot series against Jupiter. And here at the end of the series, he's heating back up again. As Perozzo takes a called strike. And that's two home runs in the game. That is the fifth time this year they've homered twice in a game. Haven't done it three times yet. They've got a chance. Plenty of time left. 1-1 on Perozzo, and he foul tips a pitch. Correction, that was strike three. So three strikeouts from McElvain in the inning, but Lara hits a long home run. Mets hanging in there the best they can. They're dropping players left and right with ejections. Williams and now McIntosh gone. They're down a manager. But still in the thick of the game. Daytona leads 7-4 at the midway point.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Well, there's action tonight. Too much of it for this broadcaster. Now, defensively, Dairon Campos stays in the game in center. As he took over for the ejected Lane McIntosh, who looked like he was just resetting up in the batter's box. Umpire took that the wrong way and threw him out. So, that's the umpire. You got to have some feel, and these are really not objectionable causes in my eyes. And now you've limited a team, you know, position players. Hopefully the Mets can keep everybody healthy and get through this thing. As Cade Hunter is in the box taking a strike from Lino Ovias. So Ovias takes over in the bottom of the fifth for Jimmy Loper. As we've seen Orellana and Ovias pitch together a lot this season. If things go well for the Mets, maybe Ovias the final pitcher they use tonight. Loper did his part. 2 1/3, 3 hits, 1 run earned. No walks, 5 strikeouts. I'd like to see that. Cade Hunter swings and misses at a fastball at 93. And it's 1-2. Ovias just 19 years old from the Dominican Republic. This is his 6th game. Only a second time out of the bullpen. A 1-2. Breaking ball lifted out of play left side over the bleachers. Not a lot of foul balls into those bleachers tonight. There's enough people in there to make a play. 1-2. Ooh, fastball up the middle. A base hit. Did that get a piece of Ovias's glove? It was a rocket, 104 mile an hour right off the bat. Straight up the middle. Cade Hunter seeing the ball well tonight. So that is hard to see it as home run. A root greeting for Ovias. So a runner on for Almonte, who has struck out twice. See if the Mets can maybe get a double play. Hunter, big lead. Not running. Pitches inside. Ball one. Daytona leads 7-4. Big five-run second inning off of Orellana. The Mets have hung tough. Not scoring Daytona 3-1 over the last inning and a half. This ball is fouled away. Mets offense showing much more life tonight than the previous two games in the early and mid portion, as we had a ball escaping to the backstop from the Daytona bullpen. So reliever is up and warming for the Tortugas. Likely signals the end of the line for McIlvain. One to Almonte. Hunter's got that lead like he might go, and he'll be checked on. He's safe. Hunter on the season. Two stolen bases, one time caught. This ball is hit into right center field. That's going to get down and roll by Campos all the way to the wall. Hunter's being waved in. Here comes the throw to Villavicencio. He will go to third base with it, not in time. Almonte with an RBI triple. And Daytona has doubled up the Mets 8-4. Well, a single and a triple surrendered by Ovias the first two batteries he faces. Tough to tell, as Villavicencio got that relay throw. If he had immediately thrown to third base, maybe he has an outside chance to get Almonte. He looked home first, was never going to get Hunter. And that's infield coming in as Pino is up, and he takes the ball. Seems like every time the Mets score, Daytona has an answer. Mets scored in the top of the second. Daytona 5 in the bottom half. Mets 2 in the fourth. Daytona got a run back in the bottom. That's a run in the fifth. Daytona's immediately put up a run in the bottom half. And they have a great chance to get another in. Almonte at third and nobody out. Ball and a strike on Pino. Ovias' pitch is right in there. You never really know. One, two. Swing and a miss. Changeup. Pino was way ahead of it. He strikes out. One away. It's the ninth strikeout recorded by the Mets tonight. Their season high is 15 or 16. It's 15. Did that last series against Jupiter in an 18-4 win. A swing and a miss by Valdez. Strike one. Now there's a walk and a strikeout. Takes one inside. 1-1. Tortugas 8, Mets 4. Runner on third, one out. Bottom five. Another good changeup in. This one at 83 miles per hour for strike two. Might be the most effective pitch to this point in the inning. Let's see if he goes back to it. 1-2. He did go back to the changeup, but it's inside. Prozo thought he might have gotten one. It did appear to be in. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball at 93, fouled away. That will bang off the roof. And Peroza went all the way in towards that Mets dugout. You have to remember that Mets dugout, very small dugout with the painted white lines extending it on both ends. Infielder cannot go over the white line to make a play. They can reach over. Can't step in there. 2-2 pitch. Change up. Strike three. Valdez caught looking. Definitely in the strike zone. A big second out for Ovias. He's settling down now after the leadoff single and triple. Back-to-back strikeouts, and he can hold Daytona to just one run if he can retire Contreras. Contreras, two doubles so far, two at-bats. Breaking ball, 79, strike one. By seemingly having success attacking inner half at the knees and goes right back there and gets a foul on a changeup, and it's nothing and two. Ten strikeouts for Mets pitchers, and we're not yet through the fifth inning. By is seeking number 11. Not on this pitch. Change up inside. Too far. 1-2. Ovias shakes off Peroso once, then nods in agreement. Set from the left side of the rubber. The pitch home. Breaking ball. Down and away. Not a bad try. So he nibbles. See if he can get a cheap swing and miss by Contreras. Now it's 2-2, so he's got to bring the pitch. Fastball overthrown, 94, it's outside. And the count is run full. Rosa will get up and relay the signals. Clock resets. Ovias delivers the payoff, and it's blooped into shallow left center field. Campos on the run, can't get there. Bounces for a base hit. In comes Almonte, and it's 9-4. So Contreras battles back from 0-2 to bloop a single. That's his third RBI of the night. He's 3-for-3 from the 9 spot with 5 total bases. That stings. So by the reaction of Ovias, frustrated that he could not finish off Contreras. No, it's going well for the offense when your nine hitter is perfect through three at bats. Runner on first and back to the top, and Rodriguez takes a pitch in the dirt, blocked up the first base side. So the Tortugas have matched their biggest lead of the night. Despite the Mets' offense coming to life, they just cannot seem to put a stop to this Daytona offense. And Peroso's struggling with that gray mask of his again. And Villalobos is going to bring him the blue one, which he did two nights ago, but Peroso figured it out. Rodriguez 2-for-2 plus a walk. He's been on all three times. Contreras running. Peroso's throw to get him is good. The tag, safe. Close. Looks like Tillian got him maybe on the back of the thigh. Hamstring area. But the hand was in there. And stolen base for Contreras. That was a nice throw, though, by Peroso. Right on target. Pitch up high. That makes it 3-0. Ovias struggling to finish off the inning. First batter, single. Next batter, tripled. He went strikeout, strikeout. Got Contreras 0-2. Ended up surrendering a single. Stolen base, and now a 3-0 count on Rodriguez. That is the second mound visit charge to the Mets. And because this inning is taking so long, Ovias fast approaching the 30-pitch mark. Mets have gotten another pitcher up in the bullpen. Rio pitch is laid right in there. To the hope of maybe Ovias coming out of the gate hot, maybe going the rest of the way. And the Mets are just hoping they can get him through this inning. 3-1 pitch. Contreras trying to steal third. Perozzo's throw. Late. Another stolen base. That's unsuspecting there. Pitch was a strike, so it's a full count on Rodriguez. Contreras steals second and now third. Another strong throw by Perozzo. It looked like it might have taken him an extra moment to get that ball out of his mitt. Payoff pitch coming to Rodriguez. And it's too high for ball four. And Rodriguez becomes the fourth base runner of the inning. And Sal Stewart will hit. Dan McKinney will make a mound visit. See if he can coax one more out of from Ovias. Well, that mound visit takes place. Let's take a look around the Florida State League scoreboard. Battle of Roger Dean teams. Jupiter and Palm Beach, that series was tied 2-2. They are tied in the standings for first place, safely ahead of Daytona and the Mets at 18-13. Palm Beach won 2-0. Today. So Palm Beach jumps back ahead of Jupiter by one game. Jupiter can get back to first tomorrow with the win. Fort Myers is up 5-0 at home against Tampa. Fort Myers trying to go up 5-0 against Tampa. Clearwater is beating Dunedin 6-2. Clearwater is aiming to go up 3-2 in that series. It's in the eighth. Bradenton has a 3-0 lead on Lakeland in the top of the third. Game might be delayed. Started before we did. As we resume here with Daytona leading 9-4, Sal Stewart takes one outside. Stewart 0-2 with a sac fly and an RBI. Pitch misses in. Wonder how much gas is left in the tank for Ovias as he's now at, I believe, 32 pitches in this inning. It's JoJo Rodriguez in the bullpen. He looks just about ready. 2-0 pitch overthrown. I have to believe that if Ovias cannot throw a strike here, it will be his last pitch. Teams get antsy. Any pitcher at this level gets into the 30-pitch mark in an inning. Pitch. That's going to find its way into the strike zone. Outside corner. Swing and a miss, full count. And Ovias maybe realizing that his one appearance in the series could be limited to two-thirds of an inning. Trying to muster enough here to finish this inning and maybe get another. Payoff pitch. Rodriguez will be going. Here it comes to Stewart. And it's low and away on a fastball at 92 for ball four. Back-to-back walks, and that loads the bases. And Yuki De La Cruz is coming out to make the pitching change. Well, Douglas Orellana, Lionel Ovias have been a great 1-2 punch for the Mets this year. At one point, they combined for 9 innings of one-run ball. But here today, Ovias just 2 outs recorded, Orellana only 5. Long day for the Mets bullpen. Rodriguez coming in with the bags full, trying to keep it a five-run deficit in the fifth.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Ortuga's putting hurting on the Mets pitching staff in this series. 9 runs so far tonight. Still just in the fifth inning. Cam Collier will hit. JoJo Rodriguez will pitch. We've got Contreras at third. Rodriguez at second. And Stewart on first. 2 runs already in the inning. And it looked like when Ovias got to 0-2 on Contreras, he finished him off. It's just a one-run inning. Mets survived the inning. Instead, Ovias surrendered a single, walked the next two. Now the Mets really have to try to hold on here as Rodriguez, in a tough spot, throws this changeup outside. Ball one to Collier. He struck out twice and singled. A 1-0, swung on and missed the slider. Sweeps across the zone. Ball and a strike. Rodriguez, the fourth Mets pitcher of the game. This is his 7th relief appearance. His 2nd of this series. 1-1 pitch, nibbles the outside corner. 1-2. Just did clip it. A good call. Home plate umpire. Bound to get one. It's a long game. One 2 pitch. Off the end of the bat. Fouled away towards the Daytona dugout. Who pitched fastball? Must have been low. It was. Mets wanted that pitch, but it was low. JoJo pitched on Wednesday, Daytona's 4-3 win, but he pitched really well. Scoreless inning with 3 strikeouts, 1 hit, best he's looked all season. Trying to build off of that. 2-2 pitches, grounded to second. DeVincenzo scoops it up, throws to first, and the inning at long last is over. Daytona sends 8 to the plate, scores twice, does strand 3. Mets trail by 5, 9-4 through 5 innings. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate.
brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tortugas have a new pitcher in the game. In the sixth, it's Kenya Huggins. The Mets have their best game this season against a Daytona starter. They tag McIlvain for 5 hits and 4 runs, 3 earned in 5 innings. But on the wrong end of a 9-4 score. No walks, 4 strikeouts for McIlvain, who threw 78 pitches, 54 strikes. And what do we have here? Huggins went back to the dugout at the behest of the umpire. He's now changing his shirt in the dugout. I guess they didn't like his undershirt. And now he's de-pantsing. Oh, boy. We've jumped the shark here with this blue crew. Oh, man. We've ejected 3 Mets. 2 players, a manager. And now they've sent the new pitcher, Huggins, to the dugout to take off whatever undershirt he had on. He's now back running out on the mound with just the jersey top. We have 4 innings left. What do we have next? Chaos ball tonight. Here's Junior Tillian, and he takes a ball low. They don't make umpires available to the media after the game. Otherwise, I'd have questions I'd like to have answered. And as Tillian takes another one low, it's 2-0. Word on Huggins is he's not a prolific strike thrower. Maybe the Mets can work their way back into this game. Mets offense has scored in 3 of the last 4 innings as Tillian swings and misses. Junior, part of that, he knocked a sack fly in the 4th. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. The last 2 pitches were out of the zone. Huggins, 4th-round pick by the Reds last year at a Chipola Junior College, so went to college with Cam Collier. And the scouts liked Chipola then. He picked 2 guys from there the first 4 rounds. It's a very highly thought of junior college in the state of Florida. They produce a lot of talent. As Tillian pops this one into shallow right, falling fast. Almonte on the run, makes the catch. Put the glove upside down, made the catch, still running all the way to the infield. As Junior could not get that one to bloop in. It's the 2nd time tonight that Almonte's made a great running catch. Take a hit away from the Mets. So 1 gone in the top of the 6th, and Scott Oda will come up. He's got 3 hits in his last 2 games, including a hit tonight. He takes the ball outside. Daytona leads 9-4. Now hitting the Mets 9-5. Mets 3 errors. Daytona 1. Oda takes this one down and in. 2-0. So all these ejections and this wonky called game by the umpires got me to thinking about maybe the most famed ejection in this ballpark. As this ball's fouled away. Jeff, do you know which one I'm talking about? And he does. You were not here. I was not here. But it's well known in minor league circles. Back in 2012. Yes. 12 or 13. Pretty sure 12. As this pitch misses inside for ball three. There was an umpire in this league named Mario Seneca. Bless Mario Seneca. He had some days. He really did. None more infamous than the one here. As this ball is flown into center field by Oda. He hit it a ton. Back to the track. Reaching up out of the reach of Valdez. And Oda will slam on the brakes at second. He'll stop with the double. Nearly out of the park. Then nearly a catch by Valdez. And Oda, he's heating up. Four hits last two games. One out double. One of the deepest parts of the park. Wind still blowing out, even though the sun is set. So Mets have a runner on second with one out. Down by five in the sixth, and Yero Martinez will come up. Hit streak taken care of at 10 with the home run in the second. Reached on an error in the fourth. Kept the inning alive where the Mets snuck across a second run. First pitch to him, he swings and misses. So Mario Seneca having a bad night calling ball strikes, apparently, against Fort Myers one night. This was back when Daytona was the Cubs. 2012. As this ball comes up and in. And the music man up here in the press box for Daytona that night played the Three Blind Mice soundtrack. As Martinez swings and misses and a pitch in the dirt. Well, Seneca with his rabbit ears heard this. Turned around, looked up at the press box, and ejected the guy playing the music. And then he told Daytona, no more music the rest of the night. First, to my knowledge, and last of any press box employee being ejected by an umpire. Umpires have phoned fans out, players out, coaches out. Strength coaches out, trainers out. Maybe not a trainer. I don't know if I've seen that. As Martinez swings and misses for strike three, that's the second out. So I knew a couple of folks who worked in Daytona at the time and worked for St. Lucie later, including Casey Blair, who's our assistant GM. And the front office staff for Daytona, they got all sorts of things. They were banging on trash cans, and this is before the Astros thing, and they were making noise in the stands. So they had a lot of fun with it. But the ejection of the music operator. What a walk of shame that must have been from this press box, just down the back staircase. Yeah. Swing and a miss by Villavicencio. I believe it's on YouTube. You can YouTube that. I'm pretty sure it's out there. I believe Mario Seneca commented on it at some point. I can't quite remember what he said as Villavicencio chases wildly. Hey, Mets are not swinging at a lot of strikes in this inning. Really helping Huggins out. Oh, Jeff's looking it up right now. It's on Bleacher Report. Oh, yeah. Oh, 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. The wipeout slider strikes out Villavicencio. So the Mets can't do much with Oda's one-out double. They strand him up there on second. We played 5.5 in Daytona tonight. The Tortugas lead the Mets 9-4 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Oh, I had some fun between innings here, watching the YouTube video of Mario Seneca ejecting the Daytona music operator. He was an intern. Forgot about that part of it. Poor kid was just interning for the Daytona Cubs. And big, mean umpire throws him out of the game. The best was Seneca. He is between innings. He's got his hands on his hips. He turns around. He emphatically throws the guy out. And then he just kind of whips his hand up later saying, get out of here. And then he gives the cut-the-throat signal, which you can't give anymore. Get a 15-yard penalty in the NFL. As we begin the bottom of the sixth, and Logan Tanner at the plate. Only man not to bat in the two-run fifth inning. Jojo Rodriguez continues to pitch for the Mets. And his pitch catches the outside corner. It's nothing and two. We've had three ejections here tonight. Gilbert Gomez ejected after Jet Williams was ejected for saying he was safe at first. And Blaine McIntosh ejected for, looked like he was just resetting at the plate. Umpire took it as he was drawing a line. As this ball is fouled away. Thought Julio Murillo not happy with the strike zone early in the game. Thought he might be heading that way at some point, but I think he was very happy with the umpires telling his player to go change out shirts. Nobody from Daytona has been kicked out yet. There's a fly off the end of the bat to left. Speeding in is Lahr. He's got it. Tanner's now 0-4. Might be the only Tortuga not to reach base so far tonight. That is the case. The one gone in the bottom of the sixth. Kate Hunter will come up. Ovias went two-thirds of an inning, three hits, two runs, two walks, two strikeouts. He threw 36 pitches to get those two outs. That's really going to strain the Mets' bullpen. As hopefully Rodriguez can get the Mets this inning and maybe another. Good news is Elliot Johnstone's been activated tonight. He lost his grandfather a couple weeks ago. Thoughts were with him as he was away from the team. Joined us on this trip. Has to ramp back up a little bit. Now good to go. Mets earlier in the series placed two relievers on the injured list. And Eli Ankeny and Miguel Alfonseca. But did get two minor league rehab pitchers. And Hardy and Krause. A swing and a miss. So, yeah, that's a lot going on in that Mets bullpen. Shuffling on and off. It's 1-2 on Hunter. He uses his timeout after a swinging strike. Hunter today 2-for-3 with a home run and a single. 1-2. And he checks his swing on appeal. Did he go? He did. Davian Fry rings him up. Once again, how the first base umpire can see all the way down the line through a left-handed hitter, I will never know. I've given up asking. Mets will take it. Two up, two down. 1-2-3 innings for the Mets have been extremely rare on this three-game losing skid. I don't have one tonight, but Rodriguez has a shot as he faces Ariel Almonte. Struck out first two times, but slugged a run scoring triple in the fifth, and he takes one outside. Daytona leads 9-4. Two outs, nobody on, bottom six. Pitch misses away. 2-0. Bound straight back to the backstop. Two balls and a strike. And fastball to 95 for Rodriguez. Two-one pitches hit deep left field. Lara on the run, back to the track, looks up, it's gone. Line drive home run opposite field for Ariel Almonte. And it's a 10 spot for the Tortugas. 10-4. He's out in a hurry. Low launching with 25 degrees, 168 feet. Straight left. The third home run for Daytona tonight. So much for the 1-2-3 inning as Pino takes one low. This is now the most home runs the Mets have allowed in a single game this year. This pitch, a strike on Pino. And wind blowing out steadily to left and center. It's not a deep ballpark. I wonder if that one maybe hits off the wall at Clover. Swing and a miss on the slider. And it's 1-2. Two pitch slider bounces in the dirt. So for Ariel Almonte, yeah, two strikeouts, his first two at bats. I'd say he's turned it around. Triple and a homer in consecutive innings. Victor Rodriguez has a home run, and Cade Hunter has a home run as well for Daytona. Mets have home runs from Lara and Yarrell Martinez, so this is the most home runs combined in a game for the Mets this year with five. Kind of the feeling, right? First two innings, Rodriguez hit a home run in the bottom of the first to start it for Daytona. Yarrell Martinez tied the game in the second inning, so it might be one of those nights the ball flies out. We have a medical visit for Vincent Perozzo here. Anthony Oliveri coming out to check. Ricky De La Cruz as well. A lot of nodding and talking going on right now with Perozzo. Ultimately going to be okay to stay in. And he will. And it's been a busy time for trainers in this series, heading out to the home plate area, checking in on catchers, hitters fouling balls off. Umpires have been dinged. Two and two on Pino. Rozo flashes up high. Pitches ripped into left field for a base hit. Lara gets to it quickly before it can go to the corner. Pino will stop at first base with a strong single. It was actually hit harder than the home run. 3 mile per hour difference, 103 to 100. So after two outs to start the inning, a home run and a single. Now Malvin Valdez comes up. He's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk. He swings and misses at the slider, strike one. 10-4 Daytona. Wondering about runs in the game. Most runs the Mets have given up in a game this season, 11. happened twice, both in Clearwater. As Valdez swings and misses at the slider again. It's been a great few days for Daytona's offense. 9 runs Thursday, 8 more last night, and 10 this evening. O2 pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt. Valdez running to first base. Perozzo's throw is in time. That ball bounced halfway back to the mound. And Valdez strikes out, and the inning is over. But not before. Daytona tacks on another run. Almonte goes deep. It's now 10 for Daytona through 6 innings at Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's taken a while. Jeff, what inning are we in? Seventh? Okay, we're here. Well over 2 hours and about 20-ish minutes into this game. This pitch is a ball to Luis Castillo. Now, Jeff, if I'm not paying attention, just wake me up. Just hit me or something. Trying to scroll through the phone briefly between innings as Kenya Huggins has Castillo in a 1-1 count. This pitch is high, 2-1. Well, you know, a few days ago, the Mets and Tortugas played a 2-hour and 19-minute game. This pitch misses away. That was the Mets' 3-2 win on Tuesday. As we wait on the 2-2 to Castillo, he takes it high for ball three. So we played the bottom of the ninth, which, you know, adds time. But 2-19, that's the slowest, that's the fastest game for the Mets this year, 2-19. As Castillo swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt, Tanner will lob it to first. That completes the strikeout as Kenny Huggins has now struck out the last three he's faced. And two nights later, on the next night, we had an hour and 18-minute delayed start. The following night, we played 3 hours and 7 minutes, which was the longest nine-inning game this season. In the span of three games, the shortest and the longest nine-inning games. Yesterday, we bounced back with 2 hours, 28 minutes. Oh, we're going over three tonight. As Campos swings and misses. Campos replaced the ejected Lane McIntosh at the plate in the fifth. Ended up striking out. It was a two-strike count, so that strikeout went to McIntosh. Now Campos skies one way up to left. Settling underneath is Hunter. Makes the play. Two down in the top of the seventh. Daytona leads it 10-4. The Tortugas have led since the bottom of the second. Yero Martinez briefly tied this game with the home run, but a five spot in the bottom of the second set Daytona on its way. Back to the top, and Reimer is filling in for the ejected Jet Williams. This pitch misses for ball one. Reimer struck out in the fifth. Jet went 0 for 2. Huggins, 1-0 pitches too high. 2-0. Well, with the 5 o'clock game tomorrow, I'm hoping for a well-played, efficient, 1 hour and 58-minute game. As this ball misses low. Daytona, 2 weeks ago at Palm Beach, played a game in 1 hour and 42 minutes, was it? 43? Something there. I thought it was a mistake in the box score, but confirmed that that was it. As this pitch is away, and Reimer will take the walk that he probably should have had in the fifth. Two-out free pass. And the perfect inning eludes Huggins. And brings up Wilfredo Lara back up. Last two at-bats, he's doubled and homered. Long home run to left. Last time, that's his third. So get this, in the span of about just under 2 weeks since joining the team, Lara has three homers and three doubles. Very impressive. And he slumped in this series, and he still has those numbers. High chopper to short. Contreras gets the out at second. I don't think he would have got it at first. It was bouncing too high. So fielder's choice ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded for the Mets. We've reached the seventh inning stretch at the Jack. Daytona leads 10-4.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Bottom of the seventh, about to get underway with the man who made the last out in the top half, Yan Contreras. Where the Tortugas were hiding this guy. His first game in this series, he's 3 for 3 with two doubles and a single, and he will start this count with a strike on him. He violates the pitch clock. Not in tune with the pitcher with 8 seconds left. So strike one. Maybe that's the way to get him out. Rodriguez, an inning in the third, gets the swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's now nothing and two. Somebody's in the Mets bullpen with a jacket on the mound, acting like they're pitching, as this one is in the dirt. Who that is. Can't tell. We'll work on that. Workshop it. 1-2 pitch. Just missed outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And time called by Contreras ahead of the 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez throws, and it's a check swing. He went around, and he knew it. Called right at home plate by Alex Lawry. A strikeout for Rodriguez. And finally, Contreras is retired. One away. We begin the bottom of the seventh. Back to the top on Hector Rodriguez. Reminder, tomorrow's game is at 5 o'clock. What time are my beloved Celtics playing tomorrow? Find that out. I'm going to guess probably at 5 o'clock. This pitch misses up high to Rodriguez. Well, Sunday at 3:30, so just when it's getting good. Look, Daytona, as this pitch is a called strike, used to have these getaway games at 5:35, so he's thankful for the 35-minute move-up. One pitch swung through and missed. Everybody else in the league does games at noon on Sundays. I think Lakeland might do 1 o'clock. Our 1-2 pitch is outside, but the 5 o'clock is no bueno. Two two on Rodriguez. And it's fouled away. In the Rodriguez and Rodriguez battle, we don't have a winner yet. I don't trust my Celtics. I think they'll win. I want them to win. I'll not be surprised in the third inning tomorrow, Jeff, if the Celtics were down by 18 and I'm bemoaning it up here in the booth. They don't play consistent enough for me. Pitch is down and in, and it's a full count. It would be like the Celtics to go on the road, win game 6, avoid elimination, then come back to Boston and not win. 3-2, outside, and Hector wins the battle over JoJo. Hector Rodriguez, after reaching base 4 out of 5 times last night, is 5 for 5 today. Ever since he got his ring, can't get him out. One out walk. He does the thing you want the leadoff man to do. He gets on. The only out he's made the last 2 games was the fly out to right in the 5th inning yesterday. 4 for 5 yesterday. 2 for 2 with 3 walks today. This ball is fouled back. The Mets pitching staff has racked up a lot of strikeouts tonight. 13. That's good, but hit that critical walk mark. They're up to 6 now. Half the one guy. Sal Stewart fouls one back and then takes one in the dirt. Rodriguez, he could have gone, but he didn't. Showed no interest. 10-4 lead, 1 out in the bottom of the 7th. And in the 9th inning, you understand that. In the 7th, I thought he'd go. Stewart today 0 for 2. Does have a sack fly and a walk himself. 1-1 pitch is fouled back. Mets do have a reliever soft tossing in the bullpen. Gene Calderon. At that stage in the series where we're going to get repeat bullpen guys from earlier in the week. A 1-2 fastball called, third strike on the outside corner, and Stewart knew it. Two strikeouts for JoJo here in the seventh. 14 now for the Mets tonight. What a crazy night for Mets pitching, right? Given up the third most runs in a game this season. They're one strikeout away from tying for the most strikeouts they've had in the game. Cam Collier, 1-for-4. He struck out twice. He takes strike at the knees on the black. 10-4 Daytona. Two outs. Runner on first base. Bottom seven. Pitch is lashed off the glove of Reimer into left field. Well, I thought Reimer had brought that one back down. It grazed off his mitt. He just kept on chugging into left field. He timed it, looked like, reasonably well. He's looking at his mitt right now. Just couldn't get that one into the pocket. Not a good bit of the webbing at the top of the glove. That'll be a line drive single for Collier, his second hit. And Rodriguez runs up to second base. Two on, two out for Tanner, the only man not to get on tonight for Daytona. Dan McKinney will come out and join Rosso and Rodriguez for a meeting. While that happens, let's tell you what's happened around the Mets organization today. New York and Washington suspended in the third inning. They played through a driving rainstorm for a little bit. Finally called it off. Looks like they'll probably resume that tomorrow. I think. I haven't seen anything on that. Been busy. Syracuse got walked off for the fourth straight day in Buffalo. I believe Syracuse has had a ninth inning lead in all four of the last games. Blew it every time. Hartford scored a ninth inning run to beat Binghamton 6-5. Wilmington and Brooklyn are tied at 2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mets minor league teams went 0-4 yesterday. They're 0-2 today with two games pending. So, some rough nights. And walked off four straight times. That's a bad week at Buffalo for the Syracuse Mets. 1-0 pitch coming to Tanner is outside for ball two. Remember last week, Clearwater walked off Lakeland four straight times. Part of that crazy 13-game winning streak. 12-0 homestand for the Threshers. 2-0 pitch, swung on a missed slider. Sweeps out of the zone. Pop fly, foul. Perozo will give it a look. They'll go crazy in the crowd. A Mets fan couldn't make the play. He didn't move his feet. Move your feet. It's also hard to catch the ball sitting down. It's not one of the few that have actually gone into the grandstands tonight. Grandstands have thinned out. As we well past 9 o'clock now. Two-two pitch coming to Tanner. He pops this one into fair territory. Looks like Vivasencio's backing underneath. Lunges and makes the catch, but the wind's still playing havoc with these pop-ups. Logan Tanner 0-for-5. No runs, a hit, no errors, two men stranded. Nice work tonight by Jojo Rodriguez. Two good appearances for him in the series. Daytona will take its 10-4 lead to the eighth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you late night from Daytona Beach, Florida. We've done it. We've reached the eighth inning. And the Mets running out of outs here as they trail by six. Vincent Perozzo leads off, and Kenya Huggins throws a strike. Perozzo 0-for-3 today, batting third in the lineup. Takes a strike on the corner, and it's nothing and two. He checks a swing on appeal, did not go. Close. One, two, swung on and missed up high. Rozo strikes out. One gone in the visiting eighth. Huggins now with four strikeouts, two and a third scoreless behind the starter McIlvain. Tomorrow's scheduled starter for Daytona was Jared Lyons. He's been scratched and placed on the IL. Mason Pelio will get the start for the Tortugas. Mets beat him in game one. Ground ball deep to third, picked up by Collier, whips it to first. That retires Tillian by about 10 feet. One of the easier plays by Collier. He's made highlight plays, hasn't had many routine. Two up, two down for Huggins. When a pitcher is struggling like Huggins, you get him in a game with the big lead, and that's a chance to have a good outing, and that's what's happened. Here's this ball stung into left field by Oda, but it's caught by Hunter. You blink, you miss the top of the eighth inning. Mets go down 1-2-3. You go to the home eighth. Still 10-4, Daytona.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
A big debate up here in the broadcast booth. Very important stuff. I'm a big Marvel fan, like I said repeatedly on these broadcasts. Guardians of the Galaxy is out. It's been out for almost a couple of weeks now. Getting to that point where spoilers are going to come. People just can't hold back anymore. This is a 10:45 showing tonight, a mile away from the hotel. It's a 2.5-hour movie plus the previews. That would put me back at the hotel by about 2 a.m. Should I do it? As Gene Calderon pitches in the bottom of the eighth inning, throws strike one to Cade Hunter. It's been a long day here. This broadcast booth has no air conditioning. It kind of makes me sleepy. The brain's kind of fried at the end of these games. Do I have enough in me to see that movie? There's a foul tip. Now, tomorrow's game's at 5. Could I catch, like, an 11 a.m. show? But then that I'd be too stressed. Too stressed, trying to prep for a game. Although, you get kicked out of the hotel at, like, 11 o'clock, so where else are you going to go? As this is a called third strike on the corner, a beauty by Calderon. And that's the 15th strikeout. That ties the season high. And Calderon's got a couple of batters to set a new season high. Jojo Rodriguez went 2 1/3, 3 hits, a run, a walk, 4 strikeouts. That's 3 1/3 innings of one-run ball this week for him. Good to get him going. He's got a nice arm as this pitch comes inside to Almonte. And Calderon was lightly used by the Mets until he appeared behind Felipe De La Cruz on Wednesday. He only appeared one other time this month. So he'd been on 8 days off. Ending the third, one hit, a walk, and 2 strikeouts on Wednesday. Has to get at least 3 outs here today. Almonte 2-for-4. And a 2-0 count. Ball, ooh, fouled off Perozzo, and the umpire, Lowry, has to catch him. Nice save by the umpire, and Perozzo will have to walk this one off. And flush off the mask on the foul. I think just the momentum of that ball off the mask knocked him back more than anything. He's going to carry on without any medical attention. Two-one pitch. It's at the knee. Ooh, no. Perozzo was getting ready to throw down to third. Oh, TrackMan had it as a strike. If only there was the challenge system tonight. Three-one pitch coming to Almonte. Fouls it off, and now it's a full count. As I try to think this through in my mind, the movie and the Guardians of the Galaxy, can't do it tomorrow. Check out of the hotel. You put the laptop in the car for 3 hours. Let's be too paranoid. Flip a coin after this game's over. 3-2 pitch, and that's high and inside. Monte takes ball 4. Should have been a strikeout earlier in the at-bat, but it is what it is. And Yasiel Pina will come up. One on, one out. Daytona leads 10-4. Almonte not being held on first. Six-run lead in the eighth as strike is delivered at the knees. Calderon, he's on a nice run. His last six appearances, 8 1/3, 5 hits, no runs earned, 11 strikeouts. He and Eli Ankeny were really onto something. And Ankeny unfortunately landed on the IL. Calderon is the hottest reliever going. No 2 pitch coming to Pino. And he pops it up on the infield. Leave Asensio another opportunity. Mets second baseman is underneath. Makes the catch. Two gone in the home eighth. And Malvin Valdez, who has struck out in 3 straight plate appearances, will come up. You know what I am doing tomorrow, Jeff? After I get booted from the hotel? I'm going back to Bucky's. Got to get gas, right? Might as well get it at Bucky's. Probably spend another $50 in there on non-gas items. As this ball skips away from Perozzo, a wild pitch. Almonte jogs up to second. That Bucky's is on the list. I can't imagine that place will be busy at noon on a Sunday. Not at all. Pitch, a strike. I did visit another one of my favorite Daytona spots yesterday. Angel and Phelps Chocolate Shop right across the street. Yeah, Jeff knows what I'm talking about. Chocolate Shop just across the street. They make all the fudge in the back there. You can look through the windows and see it as this pitch gets in for a strike. I bought some dark chocolate covered pretzel sticks. That lasted about one day. Expensive, but worth it for one time. One-two pitch, swung on and missed. Good appearance by Calderon. 2 strikeouts in the eighth inning. The strikeout of Valdez will be the Mets' 16th strikeout of the night. Just in 8 innings. But on the flip side, Daytona has 12 hits and 10 runs. New pitcher coming on to try to close out the Mets in the top of the ninth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitch on the mound for Daytona in the ninth, Jacob Heatherly. Non-save situation. Kenny Huggins went 3 scoreless with a hit, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Now Heatherly, 24-year-old from Coleman, Alabama. Third-round pick by the Reds in 2017. Been around a while. Appearing in his ninth game, trying to finish off the Mets and get a series victory for Daytona. Mets won the opener. Daytona's won 3 in a row. Hiro Martinez leads off and takes a strike. Mets not won a series yet this year. They've only split one series. At Jupiter, they've lost the rest. They need a miracle here in the top of the ninth to win this game and force a split situation tomorrow. Mets have had some good late-inning theatrics as this ball is blooped in right field for a base hit. It's a broken bat single for Martinez. He's 2-for-4. That's a start. Martinez on this 10-game hitting streak is now 13-for-37. Three home runs. That hit cost him a bat, but he'll take it with the second hit as Kevin Villavicencio comes up next. He's 1-for-3 with an infield single and an RBI. He's back in the fourth inning. Heatherly's first pitch inside at 96. You know, as we come into Daytona every year, we passed Daytona Motor Speedway. You can't miss it. It's awesome. I think next time we come in August, I might ask for a tour. I might take a tour. They have tours, don't they, Jeff? Maybe I'll do that as this ball is popped into right field. Tough play. Almonte charging in again. Loses his hat. Almost overruns it, but hauls it in. He had to slam on the brakes and reach back. That's about the third time he's taken a hit away from the Mets in this game. All these years coming here, never stopped at the Speedway, just looked at it and took pictures out the bus window on the way by. Might try to sneak in a tour next time. Can actually see it from the hotel we're at. The hotel we used to stay at was on the beach. We wake up every morning, open the windows, and the Atlantic Ocean is right there. And they put an end to that. Castillo is up. He takes a ball. And then another. It's 2-0. Castillo working on an 0-for-3 night. Yeah, I got to plan these trips better. Coming with the game plan next time. Golf did occur, by the way. Myself and trainer Anthony Oliveri swung the sticks on Thursday morning. Decent enough course, about 5 minutes from the hotel. I rallied in a big way. This pitch misses high for ball four. I rallied, why can't the Mets? 2-1 with one out. Heatherly scuffles in the early going. First four holes, Jeff, I was plus 11. Just a disaster. Had a 10 on a par 5, a 7 on a par 4, just terrible. Somehow snuck in an 89. And now I want a piece of that course again. So it's on the list. It's on the list for next time. We come back here in August. Swing and a miss from Campos. Anthony, he's a pretty good swinger. He's got some nice clubs. And I think both of us agree we don't play enough to be as good as we want. Have to change that this summer. Rates go down as the weather heats up. Campos hits a chopper, could be two. Second baseman Stewart steps on second, throws to first. That is a game-ending double play. The second baseman Stewart stepped on the base, the force out there, the throw to first. Campos is retired. The game is over. Daytona takes it 10-4. It's their third straight win by at least 6 runs in this series. They've won the series by taking the last four. As Daytona forms a happy high five line between second and the mound again. They have dominated the season series against the Mets. They've now won 7 of 8 this year at the expense of St. Lucie. Winning pitcher tonight is Chris McIlvain. The Mets finally got to a Daytona starter, but it wasn't enough. Losing pitcher is Douglas Orellana. Mets will drop to 8-24 with the loss. Now 11 games out of first. Daytona improves to 13-19. They are still 6 back of first place, Palm Beach. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the postgame show after these messages.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Radiology Associates Field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Adam McDonald with you from top of the action, the broadcasting booth. Wrapping up another Mets game this year. 32 down, 100 to go. I'm going to guess there will be some canceled games in there. There usually are as the weather takes a turn for the worst in the summer months. Wrapping up this 10-4 Daytona victory over the Mets. So the Mets avoid their biggest loss of the season margin-wise. They avoid giving up the most runs and the most hits. Pretty good pitching by the Mets down the stretch there in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. But it was just too ugly early in the game. Let's get to the scoring summary. It began for Daytona right away. The Tortugas' first swing of the night from their leadoff hitter, Hector Rodriguez, went for a home run to deep right center off of Douglas Orellana. The Mets briefly tied the game in the second when Yarel Martinez just demolished a ball to right field off Chris McIlvain. That tied the game at one, his second home run of the series, and that extended his hit streak to 10 games. Very impressive. But the tie would be brief as Daytona put up a five spot in the second inning. They sent all nine batters to the plate. It started with the Cade Hunter solo home run to begin the inning. Then, after a strikeout, Yasiel Pino Malvendez worked walks. Yan Contreras hit the first of his two doubles, two-run double. That made it 3-1. Then Hector Rodriguez drew a walk. There was a sac fly by Almonte to make it 4-1. Or a sac fly, rather, by Stewart to make it 5-1. And then Cam Collier hit a single. An error on Scott Oda brought in another run. That made it 6-1 Daytona after two. Mets in the fourth inning cut it in half. A leadoff double by Wilfredo Lara paid off when Junior Tillian hit a sac fly to make it 6-2. Base is empty, two outs. Scott Oda kept the inning going with an infield single. Yarel Martinez reached base on an error. Oda went to third. Vicencio hit an RBI infield single to make it 6-3, and it looked like the Mets were on to something. But in the fourth inning, Yan Contreras led off with a double. Very next batter, Hector Rodriguez, hits a single. Contreras scores on the play on an error in center field by Wayne McIntosh. It was 7-3 at that point. Mets made it 7-4 when Wilfredo Lara slugged a home run to left field in the fifth inning. That, too, was over 400 feet. An impressive shot. But Daytona, as they did all night, had an answer right away in the bottom of the fifth. The first two batters reached. Cade Hunter with a single. Yarel Almonte with a triple. And that made it 8-4 against Ovias. Ovias got the next two, but then he surrenders a single to Yan Contreras. That made it 9-4. Elias didn't make it through the inning. Ariel Almonte then hit a home run in the sixth inning with one out off Jojo Rodriguez. That would be the last run of the game and made it 10-4, the final. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score. St. Lucie, 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors. Daytona, 10 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. Hitters in the game, Wilfredo Lara, 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. He now has 3 of each in his first 2 weeks with St. Lucie. Oda went 2-for-4, 2 hits for the second straight game. Martinez, 2-for-4. Again, starting 0-for-21 on the year, he's now got a .250 batting average. He's done a great job to work himself out of that early hole. DeVincenzo had the other Mets hit. For Daytona, you can't stop him. You really can't even hope to contain him. Hector Rodriguez on base 9 out of 10 times the last two nights. Tonight, 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 walks from the leadoff spot. Cam Collier went 2-for-5. Hunter, 2-for-4 with the home run. Almonte, 2-for-4 with the triple, a home run, and 2 RBI after starting this game 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Contreras, the 9-hitter in his first game of the series, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and 3 driven in. Pitchers in the game, Orellana, an inning in the third, 3 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He takes the loss. He's 1-2. Loper did a nice job behind him, scattering 3 hits and a run with no walks and 5 strikeouts and 2 1/3. Ovias could not make it through a full inning in the fifth. Just 2 outs, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He threw a whopping 36 pitches. Jojo Rodriguez looked good. 2 1/3, 3 hits, 1 solo home run. You can live with that. A walk and 4 strikeouts. And Calderon continues to be very impressive. An inning, a hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. He's now not given up an earned run in his last 9-plus innings. Mets pitchers do walk 7, but a season-high 16 strikeouts. For Daytona, McIlvain gets the win, his first of the season. 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Huggins pitched well, lowered his ERA to 9 flat, 3 innings of scoreless ball with a hit, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. And Heather Lee got the double play to end the game, a scoreless ninth with a hit and a walk. Ball game played in 2 hours and 53 minutes. We sped it up there at the end with the good relief work. Attendance, 2,619 baseball-loving souls here at the Jack, the best attended game of the series to this point, and likely will be in the entire series once it's complete. And it will be complete tomorrow. Long last, game 6 out of 6 will take place. You got to wait a while, though, all the way till 5 o'clock, scheduled first pitch. Weather looks promising, so hopefully no shenanigans with that. We can play a good game. Mets hoping to get out of town with a win and some momentum before a long homestand starting next week. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 4:50. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this broadcast, and this post-game show. Once again, your final from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the Daytona Tortugas 10, the St. Lucie Mets 4. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. I hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.